I'd like to call a meeting of the Board of Selectmen to order at May 21, 2021. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The purpose of this meeting is we have a congressional directed spending request that needed response by today. So the board felt that it was necessary to meet so we could discuss it and approve it collectively and send it off. At this point, I'll turn it over to Mr. Chivers. He was the one that was gracious enough to fill the form out, and he could probably give us a little more information on the whole process.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure when we got this solicitation from Senator Shaheen. It was either this week or last week, but she didn't give us much time to respond. The application has to be done online, and has to be submitted by email today sometime. But the application gives you, the guidelines. The first problem I encountered was the application is a PDF document. It said for each one of the questions you have, you could enter up to 250 words. I could only squeeze 16 in each one of those blocks.
Oh, wow.
So that was my first problem. So I got in touch with somebody in Washington, D.C., who said that if you need additional space, he couldn't figure out how to get more words than that either. Okay. He said, just type up an addendum and go line by line to explain what you tried to stuff into that line, but it wouldn't take it, which I did, okay? So the second problem I came up with was we couldn't figure out how to sign this thing. Somebody's got to sign it, okay? So the solution to that was this. We have Brian sign, if we approve it, we have Brian sign the last page. We scan it and then email that as an addendum to this.
Oh, wow.
Okay, sorry. So we got over those two problems. But the guy down in Washington, D.C., who works for Senator Shaheen, was very helpful. I call him at 5 o'clock at night, no problem, picked up his cell phone.
Oh, nice.
He's pretty good. So I'll go over the attachments to this. Okay, here's the original email right here. The first attachment is the addendum, which explains each one of those lines. And I'll have Linda make a copy of this whole thing. I didn't have time to do that this morning. The next thing, the next attachment is a chart of capital reserve accounts to prove that the town of Candia has money set aside. We've anticipated these projects and we've allocated some money, okay? The third one is our capital reserve account. The capital improvement plan, which demonstrates our commitment to these projects. And those projects include a fire department station expansion, police station purchase land, police station engineering, construction. And when you get to the highway department, salt and sand storage capacity, facility engineering and construction. So it really ties into what they're trying to do here. So that we have to demonstrate our commitment, the town's commitment to these projects in the capital reserve account, okay? And the capital improvement plan. And the next thing we needed were statements of support from members of the community. So the first one we got was from Jeff, who wrote this really nice email here that says, outlines what the problems are with the highway department. We don't have enough room for salt storage. And we got no place for our guys to work on their equipment. So we got his statement. Next one we got was from the Candia Volunteer Fire Department, which Dean submitted. And George May gave us a list of the deficiencies in the department that we're trying to correct with the new station. And that's a two-page document that gets attached to this. And the last one is this nice letter we got from Chief McGillan last night. And outlining what the deficiencies are with the police department here, okay? So that pretty much completes the application. So if anybody, I mean, that's just...
That's a lot of work you did there, boy. Appreciate that.
And we did only receive it 2 days ago. It wasn't last week. It was only 2 days ago, so...
We got it on the 14th. It was an email I sent out to you. I have a copy of it.
But that's only a week.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah.
But, we're here. We're dealing with it.
Yeah, we're dealing with it. So, you know, I thought, when I saw that, I thought, well, you know, I'm the liaison to the highway department and the fire department, and I saw that as my duty as their selectman's liaison to try to do something with this, and that's why I did it. So, and I talked to Brian about it, and we talked about the kind of numbers we were going to plug in, and this is where it got kind of interesting, okay, because our original... Where's that memo
this one?
Yeah, let me see that. All right, our original idea was to just plug in numbers on this thing. 40 million, that'd be good. No, 4 million, 5 million. Didn't matter, okay? But then when I started with the documentation for this thing, and I put down from the capital improvement plan how much we anticipate spending, okay? Well, you certainly don't want to show that you anticipated spending $2,739,000 with all these projects, and you're going and asking these guys for $4 million. All right. So, and I thought it's also fair that we subtract the amount of money that we've already allocated in the capital reserve accounts from that $2.7 million. Right. So the request on the form, and this is what the board has to decide. And I'll tell you the line number on that. On line, it says right here, line 18 is total amount requested. So it's up to the board, okay? The next line is line 19. It says, what's the minimum you need to get started? And the line 20 is a total project cost. So I don't
did
like
the math.
I don't like fictitious numbers. Okay, I want them based on something.
Well, I think it makes the application more real too.
Absolutely.
When we're itemizing that.
You know, I mean, even it's a federal government. You got to be just as honest with them as you are with everybody else. Okay.
And the fact that it reflects that we do have some money set aside for these projects is important.
That's a big deal,
for the approval.
Exactly right. Yeah. That it's demonstrated our commitment by putting up our money. By having it on the capital improvement plan,
right.
Okay? I mean, this is a very sincere and, I think, honest application right here. And,
demonstrates why the capital improvement plan is important.
I agree. If we don't have that
numbers down there and it's not up to date, you have no proof of what you're doing and no argument.
Exactly right.
It shows our support,
right.
Our commitment to the...
But I got to tell you, I couldn't have... prepared this application in 2 days' notice without Linda's assistance, Donna's assistance, and Lisa's assistance back there. I needed to get access to all our capital reserve accounts, okay?
Right.
So I could prepare a chart of accounts for them. Bang. Donna sent that right out. I don't know where she found that stuff. She got it right out. I needed Linda to do countless things for me, you know, chase this down, figure this out. And Lisa went through and help me out with the capital improvement plan. Okay, so this is not a one-person project here. There were a lot of people there. And then Mike got a letter. It was a little late, Mike. Okay, it was last night. Okay. But, you know, I asked Jeff for a statement. Bang, he got it right out. Dean got his. I mean, this has been an effort of the entire town right here to put this thing together.
Good.
And so I don't know whether how you guys like the numbers that are presented on there or the math that supports them.
You've done it.
Well, no, I mean, but it's...
Well, you're
pretty
accurate, boy, when you...
I mean, I like them to be honest. Okay?
Right. Well,
the government can get the real information if they want it, if anybody can.
Well,
so,
you know, I mean,
it's a good idea.
We're not going to hide the ball here.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I do think you've covered the amount. Appropriately.
Yeah, how to decide what each thing's going to cost?
It's right off the capital improvement.
Right off the capital improvement.
I'll show you.
Because one of them had more for engineering than it did for a land purchase.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And
the PD has that.
Right.
260 for engineering. The land was 225.
Right.
That's according to
Stantec.
The ones that did the plans.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that 225, I always thought was a little low. But
I did, I did too.
It was getting something out there.
On paper.
In other words, actually, the 225 isn't that low. But we're looking at being able to hit all three departments. So we need a larger piece of land, which means more money.
Right.
If
we were
looking just for a piece for the PD,
smaller.
You know, 225 could probably pull it off.
Right.
Because you're only looking at 2-3 acres or whatever, you know.
Right, it's a little... Yeah.
But there's also grants to get, you know, if we need a little bit more.
But the engineering, I don't think, would come in. So I think we're good.
Even out.
I think we're good. And the building construction, obviously, we're looking to come way under that.
I would think so. In this town?
Yeah.
As many people that can...
What's this? I need my paper back just for one second.
11, the 1.1 mil.
Yeah.
I think...
Oh, yeah.
So here's the evidence.
Even with the increase with building materials, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
For all?
No. That's just for the PD, building construction.
And, you know, if it's going to cost the town a couple hundred thousand dollars in addition to this, by God, let's spend it.
Let's do it. If we receive over two mil.
Right, yeah, if you're getting over 2 million, I'm pretty sure that people in this town would go another half a million.
Okay.
We just spent $600,000 on a fire truck.
Right.
Okay?
Nothing.
With no argument, no pushback.
And you know, if you're going to get a public safety complex, if you're going to get a fire department that's serviceable and a police department where they can lock a prisoner up instead of just asking him to stay in this room. Okay.
We're going to change to the chair that moves.
The chair that moves.
Which Mike pointed out, that's not even safety glass in there. They could kick that window out 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Get right out of there.
Yeah.
Or get in a scuffle and someone's going to get serious.
Right.
Up.
Somebody's going to wind up going through the window.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
think this is a great idea for the community.
Yeah, what do you
mean? This is an opportunity
just
that doesn't
come around.
If you guys are okay with the numbers, I mean,
we can take an official vote so there's no question.
Yeah, well, because we're going to need it. So I move we submit the application as it's been discussed.
I'll second it.
I'll second that.
Sorry.
Pat, you okay with that?
The delay got you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're late to the party.
The delay got you.
Great job on the legwork on that, boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
All right. Is there any other discussion then on it?
Wow, 15.
Seeing none? All those in favor of supporting the document as Boyd presented?
Sue, yes.
Boyd, yes.
Brian, yes.
Patrick, yes.
All right.
Perfect.
I'm going to get the chairman to sign that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Linda to scan it and email it to me so I can.
You got one on your seat?
Add it to it.
What, a pen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Boyd's got one in mine.
Boy, I went nuts on that application, tried to plug the statements in there, and finally I said, this is stupid. Why do they send you something to say you can put 250 words in it and you can only get 16? Pat, explain that to me.
What?
All right. Is there any other business then to come before the board?
Nope.
No.
If not, a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, you made a motion? Okay, whatever.
Who did?
Boyd. Sue second.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Sue, yes.
Yeah, Boyd, yes.
Brian, yes.
Patrick, yes.
Thank you.